Welcome back to the Everything Bagel Podcast. This is Shelby.
And this is Emily.
I feel like it's been a minute since we recorded.
I know it has.
The holidays are busy.
Yeah.
So we're putting out a little less episodes.
Hello?
Videos. We are also taking a little hiatus from, is that how you say that? Hiatus. No, maybe? I'm second guessing myself. Hiatus?
Hiatus?
Hiatus.
No, don't say it like I did.
Hiatus.
I think you were right the first time.
From our YouTube videos to figure out some things so that it is just better.
There were just too many technical difficulties.
Yeah.
And I would have had to buy an expensive external hard drive, so we gave up.
We didn't give up. We're putting our priorities
straight. We can come back to it later.
Yeah.
Anyways, also we're doing every other week for episodes, in case you haven't noticed.
Mm-hmm.
Just to make sure that all of our episodes are really, really good and really good quality and subjects that we want to talk about and that people want to listen to. Yeah. So it's a good thing.
So find us every other Thursday.
Find us.
Find us. It's almost Christmas.
Don't find us.
Merry Christmas. Christmas. When is this coming out? The 19th?
Yeah.
Christmas is in 6 days.
You had to count how many days was between the 19th and the
25th.
That's so embarrassing.
Shut up. Well, you know how confusing it is? How many days? Okay, today's the 16th. We're recording this on the 16th. How many days until Christmas? Go.
9.
Really?
Because 25 minus 16 is 9. No, it's 9 because 15 to 25 is 10.
Okay, but do you count today? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. If you count today.
Well, yeah, if you count today.
So, like, if you have, like, an advent calendar or I have, like, this little countdown thing, I'm always like, okay, is it 10 days till Christmas or 9 days till Christmas?
Are you okay?
I always do... I always do the longer.
You don't count today when counting how many days until Christmas. Because a day is 24 hours. So in 24 hours, it will be tomorrow, not today.
Yeah, but then like when Christmas Eve comes around or Christmas morning, then I can switch it to 0 days. Like it'll still be 1 day. Does that make sense?
On Christmas so that's Eve, why... there'd be 1 day. And on Christmas Day, it would be 0 days until Christmas Day.
Yeah, but how satisfying is it to switch it to 0 days Christmas morning?
Yeah, because it's Christmas Day.
So that's why I always do, like, I count today as, like, the countdown.
You literally are not making any sense at all.
You guys,
can someone explain this to me?
Please tell me.
I think
me.
You're wrong.
Well, the thing is every time I do it, I'm like, I just know this isn't right, but I'm still doing it that way.
No, you are right, but you don't count today.
No, I'm not, because my countdown today is like 10 days when okay. It should be 9 days.
All right, whatever.
Anyway, fight's over. I have a question for you.
Yep, let's do it. Let's jump in.
Okay. If you could live in any era, what era would you live in? Let's say you're not there forever. Like, which era would you like to just go visit for a couple months?
Probably Renaissance.
Oh.
Like Jane Austen, because I love, like, the clothing.
Mm-hmm.
I just love that era.
What if you get, like, a disease or something?
Yeah, the only thing is I wouldn't actually want to live in the Renaissance times because they, like, don't take baths.
Yeah.
So personal hygiene is really bad, and everyone just smells bad all the time.
Could you imagine the breath?
No.
I do not like smelly breath.
Yeah, I do appreciate modern plumbing and showers and toothbrush.
Water.
Yeah. But running water.
I wonder, you know how in Kings and Queens time, or at least in the movies, they have like those giant bathtubs? I wonder if they had something like that. I doubt it in the Renaissance that they had something like that. Because they literally would like not bathe for weeks.
Yeah.
Or like months or even longer. That's crazy.
That's so nasty.
Ew. Ew. I would probably choose the 80s.
Yeah.
Because I love 80s music.
Yes.
Like, I would love to go to a Michael Jackson concert or a Queen concert or Journey or just, like, literally anything from the 80s. That would be so much fun.
It would be a party.
Could you imagine? The style, although I actually do kind of dig the 80s style, I do like the 70s or 60s style a little bit better.
Yeah.
So it would be fun to, like, visit 70s, 80s. Because 70s music is also very good.
Yeah. I was going to say, as far as style goes, I love the 60s. I think it's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I'd actually want to live in the 60s.
Yeah. I don't think I would either. But it would be so fun to experience the 80s. That's like when our parents were in high school.
No, you're right. My mom would have graduated in like 84.
Oh, okay. I don't know when my mom graduated. Are our moms the same age?
My mom was born in 66.
Yeah, mine was in 67.
Oh, okay, cool.
Cool.
Anyways, moving on. We have a lot of really fun stuff to talk about today. I'm actually very excited. Just all the things pop culture, all the things going on in the world right now that's just entertaining.
Yeah, and then some movies that we watched. But we also have some crazy things that have happened to us.
Yeah.
So, first of all, it started with Jensen.
Yeah, Jensen broke his leg. I mean, it was so random.
Which you don't know how,
right? Well, we do. It just took a while to figure it out because it was such a freak accident. Mm. We were at the gym and completely, like, open space. Like, it's just a giant room. We had no equipment out yet. Mm. We were just stretching and he was just running around in a completely open space. And he broke
his leg. Did he, like, fall?
Yeah. So he was running in between my legs and he ran into my butt. And he fell backwards. And then he was, like, inconsolable. He wouldn't stop crying. And it was weird because the fall did not seem very serious. And also the gym floor is a little bit soft so that the weights will bounce off of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured there's no way he could have seriously injured himself just by falling. So I thought maybe he was sick because he was just so ornery and, like, inconsolable, wouldn't stop crying. So I had to take him home. But then he wouldn't walk. And after, like, 24 hours of, like, him just not walking at all, I was like, something else is going on. So I brought him in, and that's when they said that he had fractured his tibia.
Sad.
So it's a fracture that's caused by twisting, and it's really common in toddlers. It usually happens when you're going down a slide with a toddler on your lap and their foot gets caught. Mm. So be aware. That's, like, the most common way that the toddler fractures happen, especially in the tibia and in the leg, is if you're going down a slide and you don't hold their legs in and it gets caught.
Yeah. And now he has the cutest little boot. But is he out of it already?
Yeah, he's already healed. So that was only about 3 weeks ago.
Whoa, that's
Three and a half weeks ago, he broke it. And then after about 5 days, he got a boot on. And he wore that for 2 weeks. And then we took it off and he only limped a little bit. And now he's, like, running around.
Aww, like, that's
crazy. They heal so fast.
Their little kids are so resilient.
Yeah.
Wow. Go Jensen.
Yeah. So he must have just, like, had his foot planted.
Yeah.
And his shoe was just really grippy, and he twisted the leg as he was falling backwards.
Yeah.
Just, like, freak accident, you know?
Yeah. So did it, like, was it, like, a hairline fracture?
Yeah, it was just a hairline fracture on the tibia.
Crazy. So. Speaking of broken bones, my husband broke his arm, broke his wrist.
Oh, yeah.
So he
like only a few days after.
Only a few days after. It was on Thanksgiving. Yeah. Thanksgiving morning.
Those turkey bowls will get you.
Yeah, so he was playing a turkey bowl with his family and he fell and caught himself on his arm. And I wasn't there to see it. I was on a walk with his mom. And then we both get a call. It's so funny to see, like, how people are in situations like this. And I feel like some people may have overreacted a little bit.
Oh, no.
But it did kind of look scary, like, because his wrist swelled up instantly. So it looked like there was, like, a divot in his arm. So I thought it was, like, broken in the middle. But then we took him to the ER because a lot of Instacares were closed. So we're like, let's just go to the ER. And they took an x-ray and saw that his radius bone, which is, like, the one on your thumb side, was, like, totally broken and shifted. So they had to put him in this, like, you know those, like, Chinese finger toys that you played with as a kid?
Yeah, I saw the picture.
Yeah, so it was like that. They put, like, his, I think his thumb and his pointer in those. And it was kind of annoying because the nurse didn't put him in well enough, so it kept slipping.
Oh, gosh.
And so he had to put his fingers in those, and then they hung a 10-pound weight on his bicep, so it would, like, stretch his forearm.
Ow, did that hurt?
Yeah, and he was like that for 40 minutes. He was only supposed to be like that for, like, 20 minutes, but they had to come adjust those, like, little finger holder things multiple times. Ooh. So they kind of had to restart the clock. So he was like that for 40 minutes, and then the doctor came in and, like, manually adjusted the bone, and that looked so painful.
Yeah.
So we were there for hours, and poor guy couldn't even, like, wash off his hand and his arm, so he had, like, dirt in his nails. Oh, no. And but then we went and saw a doctor, and he was like, I think you need surgery, and the next day, after seeing the orthopedic surgeon, he got him in for surgery.
Wow.
So we were so, so grateful that he got him in so fast, because the next day that he could have got him in was, like, a week later. So that was, like, a whole week of recovery that he got because that doctor got him in so fast. So he got a plate and 13 screws and a pin, because he also broke, like, this little notch on the pinky side. It, like, cracked off. So they had to put a pin in it. But yeah.
I had a pin in my arm when I was 7.
Really?
Yeah, I broke it on a trampoline.
Mm, those trampolines. My mom never let me
jump
on a tramp. Because I was a dancer. She didn't want me to get hurt. Ugh. Did you get it taken out? Or is it still in there?
Okay. No, I had it taken out.
These, I think, will stay
in him.
Yeah, which kind of sucks.
Dude, getting it taken out,
it's like a whole other procedure and, like, recovery.
They just take off the cast, and then the pin is sticking out halfway. Not halfway, but there's a little bit of the pin that sticks out. And they just pull it out in the office, like in the doctor's office.
What?
And they don't numb you, and they don't give you any pain meds. They just pull the pin straight out your arm.
Do they, like, make an incision?
No. They just pull it out. Basically yank it out.
Ew.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so curious and that was to see really what it painful, looks like.
But also, I was 7, so.
Yeah. Ooh.
But they said, they don't most people. You? Yeah, they're like, most people say it's really painful.
What? Yeah. I wonder if they still do that. That sounds wild.
I'm pretty sure they do.
What the? Jeez.
Yeah.
Kind
of gross.
But then another incident happened a few days after that. So my mom and my sister were skiing, and my sister got hit. So she, this snowboarder, and snowboarders kind of have, like, a blind spot, like, where they can't fully see. So I don't think she could see my sister, and she was coming in real fast, and she hit my sister, and they both, like, flew in the air. And what my sister described is her ski kind of got caught and, like, bent her leg back.
Oof. I don't like that.
And she broke, well, I guess the EMTs were like, she broke her femur. And we were like, oh no, that's like bad. That's terrible. But then we found out that she broke her tibia. So the same bone that Jensen broke.
But, like, hers was a way worse break. Yeah.
So it, I think it, I haven't seen the x-rays and I like really want to see them because I'm yeah. I love that stuff. Like when we were in the ER for Abe, I was like, can I take a picture of the x-rays? And he was like, yeah. but I want to see hers because I guess it was a pretty bad break because she couldn't feel her leg and like or her feet or anything, couldn't wiggle her toes. So they were kind of worried about that. So they had to do like an MRI on her spine and her leg and everything. Her spine ended up being okay. So it was kind of just like she couldn't feel her leg because of the trauma of the break. Mm-hmm. And they told her she can't put any weight on it for 12 to 14 weeks.
That is rough.
Isn't that crazy? Like, that's so long. Yeah. Because she could, like, re-injure it if she puts weight on it. And if that happens, there's, like, potential for it to break even worse. And then she would have to get surgery. But as of now, she doesn't have to get surgery. So, I guess that's good. Yeah. But I'm like, I need to wrap myself in bubble wrap because things like this come in threes. But now I'm like, what okay, if...
Okay, we have three, though.
But what We're if good. Jensen was my third? So, I'm, like, close to you, you know, so...
Jensen went first, and then Abe, and then your sister.
Yeah, so we have three. Okay. We're good. We're
no
good.
No more.
Please, no more.
All right, let's talk about some fun pop culture things that have been going on. What do we want to start with?
Okay, so my first one is the Lindsay Lohan plastic surgery. Have you seen the most current of her?
Yeah.
Like where she looks amazing.
She looks so good.
She looks so
I've good. Never seen a better... plastic surgery transformation.
Yeah, and there's like multiple, like all of the plastic surgeons have changed something because there's like multiple celebrities. Like, have you seen Demi Moore too?
Yeah, I saw, I think you might have sent me a video that had like four celebrities,
yeah,
including Lindsay Lohan, and they all look so good.
Mm-hmm. Like it has their before plastic surgery, yeah, where they don't look good. Like, yeah, they look scary, and then they're, like, re-plastic surgery. Yeah. Like, something, crazy. They changed up something, and these ladies are looking incredible.
Yeah.
I have a picture of it that we will post on the story for you to look at, but I'm like, how, like, what is happening? How are they doing this? Like, why did they look so bad? Because these women, these two specifically, have gotten... plastic surgery, they've gotten work done and they just did not look great. No. And now they look like they're 30 or like in their
20s. I'm like, who is this surgeon?
They have
found the secret.
How much are they forking out for this? Yeah, too,
a lot of money. So much money.
I have not seen a Lindsay Lohan movie currently.
Really? She came out with that Netflix Christmas movie a few years ago, like 2 Christmases ago,
mm-hmm,
I want to say, and it was so cheesy, but it was like a Hallmark-esque,
yeah,
so I liked
supposed
it
to be cheesy.
Yeah, supposed to be cheesy. Mm-hmm. But it was
I'll have
funny
to watch that. We've been watching Christmas movies, but I feel like we've watched all of the good ones. And
have
I'm like,
you watched Daddy's Home 2?
No.
Have you watched Daddy's Home 1?
I think so.
Dude, so Daddy's Home 2 is a Christmas movie.
Uh-huh.
Not the first one, but you don't need to watch the first one. You just need to know like the general premise.
Okay.
Which is pretty straightforward, but it's Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell.
Oh.
But also there's
maybe I'm thinking like, of something different
though. John Cena and a bunch of other big actors in it. It's just really funny. We watch it every year multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the one Christmas movie we watch. We were watching it last night and it just is the funniest movie ever. Anyways, watch Daddy's Home 2.
I'll have to watch it.
It's kind of like our funny Christmas tradition.
Yeah, I like
it'll
it.
It'll make you laugh. So
we've been watching all the classics, like Elf and Santa Claus and Christmas Vacation, like those. Home Alone. Home Alone is so good.
So
and
good.
Home Alone 2 is so good. Have you seen the second one?
I think I have, but it's been so long. I couldn't even tell you what happens in it.
I know. Well,
okay, you go watch Daddy's Home 2 and I'll watch Home Alone 2.
Okay, perfect. The next thing, I don't know if you... Did you ever go see Gladiator?
No, but I want to.
I know. Dang it, I wish you had seen it.
I heard it was... Okay.
Not that good. Yeah.
So I'm kind of like, maybe I just wait for it to come out on my TV and then
same
watch it at home.
Same.
Because nobody's raving about it. Basically, everybody says it's not the same as the original. Just not the same.
But that's okay. I need to see that main actor because everybody's like, he and Ariana Grande would be perfect for Hercules and Meg.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I've seen AI of them now. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wait, they're so cute. Like, that would be cute.
I love Paul.
Because he sings.
He sings?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, have you seen the SNL skits of, like, combining Gladiator and Wicked?
I need to go watch his hosting of SNL.
Mm-hmm. I've only seen clips of it, but he sings.
I want to go watch it.
And he has a good voice.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even know he sang.
And I'm like, yeah, please give us a Hercules musical with Ariana and him.
I'd die.
Same. Also, people are like, because he's dating Gracie Abrams.
Oh, really?
And so they're like, Ariana's gonna steal him from her.
No, he's too pure.
Yeah. I like know nothing about him, only that he's in Gladiator.
He's too pure.
What else is he in? Have you seen him in anything else?
Normal People.
Oh, is he the main guy in that?
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like I need to watch that, just to watch it.
I feel like you should. Honestly, I don't know. I go back and forth as to whether it was good or not. I didn't love the book. A lot of people really liked the Hulu series. I don't know. You should maybe just watch it.
Yeah. Is it one season?
Yeah.
And that's it? Like, they're not going to be any more seasons?
I believe that's it.
Okay.
Because there's only one book.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, maybe I'll go watch it. Because I always forget her name.
Yeah, I love her.
She's so good.
Okay, the acting is so good. It's just the storyline that I'm like...
Could be better.
But it's it's literally what it sounds like. It's about a relationship. It's about normal people.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a little bit more relatable, but nothing crazy happens.
Yeah.
Like, the whole time.
And I kind of hate that. That's why... I didn't read the book, and I'm planning not to read it.
But the acting is so good.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
I like her, and I need to see him, so I'll probably end up watching it.
All right.
And not reading it. Okay, our next announcement, and everybody's probably seen this by now, is Charles is going to be the next Golden Bachelor.
Guys, Charles, a fan favorite from Joan's season of The Bachelorette. I'm actually surprised... Because he's kind of short, and usually they only have tall guys be the bachelor so that they have more options for women.
But he's so cute.
I'm so here for this. I'm just surprised he agreed, because he just seems so quiet and like, well, actually not quiet. He's kind of come out of his shell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm obsessed with him. I'm so excited to see him on my screen.
I know.
More. Like, I just love him so much.
Well, his little snippets in Golden Bachelorette were killing me. He was hilarious. And I'm like, yes, this will be good. This will be worth so watching.
If you don't watch The Bachelor or Bachelorette, I would highly recommend just watching the Golden seasons.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had Gary, Golden Bachelor, and then Joan, Golden Bachelorette.
Which, did you see that Gary got diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
That's horrible.
So sad.
That's horrible.
Yeah, and he kind of said it was part of the reason, like, he and Teresa broke up, got divorced. Because he was like, once I got my diagnosis, I really just wanted to be with my family.
Aww.
And it was kind of like, at that point, I just wanted to prioritize them. And it kind of just made things difficult with our situations and where we lived. And so...
That makes sense.
I know, it's so sad.
That's really sad. Isn't that how his wife died? Was cancer.
I don't remember.
I don't remember either, but now I'm like, ooh, the luck.
But, go watch the Golden seasons. Honestly, I think I like Joan's season maybe better than Gary's season.
But I loved the women in Gary's season.
You guys just need to, honestly, it's the women of his season are the reason you should watch.
Mm-hmm.
And the men of Joan's season.
Yeah, I'm so sad that Jonathan won't be the next Golden Bachelor, because he would have been perfect, but
I know a few guys have, and now they're kind of, some of them are getting together. So there's one or two guys from Joan's season that are with somebody from Gary's season.
Aww.
Yeah, I
think it's so tender. Sweet. That's cute.
Yeah.
Love that. Do you know who Baylin is? That she's like famous from TikTok and she has Tourette syndrome. She's like blonde. And she actually kind of says some pretty crude stuff, but it's hilarious.
If you showed me her face, I might recognize her. I know there's one girl that I've watched a ton of her videos that has Tourette's on TikTok.
It's probably her.
It's probably her. Okay.
So I think her last name is Dupree or something, Baylin Dupree. She's getting a show now called Baylin Out Loud. And
where?
It's on, it's coming out on TLC January 13th.
Okay.
And I'm so excited because I love her.
Let me look her up real quick. I want to know if it's the girl that I'm thinking of right now.
But, sorry. Isn't it crazy that...
How do you spell Baylin? Oh, I found her. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so you have seen her. She's hilarious. Like, I love her. But
she's so funny.
Isn't it crazy that all of these people are getting these opportunities because of TikTok?
Yeah, and TikTok might even get shut down.
No, no. I will literally cry.
Shelby will pass away if she doesn't get her TikTok.
I saw someone, though, that was like, this is a good thing because then there will be another platform that starts and it'll give me an opportunity to start over and become an influencer. Someone said that. And I'm like... Yeah, would that actually happen?
Everybody has an opportunity to start over, though, right?
Like, yeah. But, like, if there's a new app, like, you could
be one of the first ones. Then everybody starts from zero.
But it's, like, not really, because those
people that are already well-known are going to get followers quickly.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, what else?
Okay. Selena Gomez is engaged.
Oh.
Did you see that?
No. Who's her fiance again?
I'm sorry, I'm gonna be rude, but he's ugly. He's so ugly. His name is Benny Blanco.
Oh, yes.
And I'm like, Selena, girl, what?
You know what? Maybe he has a really good personality, and I'd rather her be engaged to a guy that treats her well and is a good husband.
The thing is he's actually kind of shady. He was one of Justin Bieber's best friends. Like, who does that? He helped Justin Bieber write Lonely.
Oh, that's right, because Justin and Selena used to be together.
Yeah. So I'm like, that's a little low, but... I guess
a little weird, a little messy.
Whatever floats, whatever you want. I don't know what I'm trying to say here.
If you're listening, Selena, I'm just kidding. We wish you all the happiness. Okay, let's
move on. But really, though, she does deserve it.
Yeah, no, I love her. She has, what disease does she have?
Is it lupus?
Yes.
Yeah. Which is like one of the worst autoimmune diseases.
Yeah, I know. She has a lot of side effects from it.
Poor girl.
I know.
I feel you. I mean, not as bad as that, but I've got a little autoimmuneness. Autoimmuneness.
That's a new word. I like it. Let's make it a thing.
Oh, okay.
Autoimmuneness.
Autoimmuneness.
Shout out to all y'all with autoimmuneness.
All right. I don't know how to say his last name, but Barry, who's dating Sabrina Carpenter, cheated on her with this chick named Brecky Hill.
And they're still together. Which blows my mind.
I know. But also, who's named Brecky?
Brecky.
Like, why would you name your child Brecky? Is that a nickname?
Better be a nickname.
Please tell me that's a nickname. Let's go get Brecky, Brecky.
Brecky.
Blecky. My name's Blecky. Sorry. She's actually so pretty. but
Sabrina Carpenter
is
like one of the most gorgeous people.
Yeah.
And successful artists of right now.
I still can't get over how little she is.
Yeah. What is she? 4'11"?
No. Five? She's like 5 foot or something like that. I don't know.
She's tiny.
Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly broke up over Thanksgiving weekend.
What?
And
they were married.
Yeah, were they married? And they announced that they were pregnant like a month ago.
Oh, no way.
And they broke up. But they could be back together. I never liked them. I don't know. They're kind of weird.
They're so weird. I didn't like them individually, and I don't like them together.
Yeah. I always heard the name Machine Gun Kelly, and then I didn't actually see him until he was with Megan Fox, and I'm like, yeah. What? He's weird looking.
Yeah, he's weird looking.
But that guy can write music.
Yes. 100.
100. Don't quote me on this, but I guess Luigi Mangione and Diddy's lawyers are married to each other.
What the heck? What? Who even figures that stuff out?
I don't know. It's like people, it's actually crazy how much people will look into things, like especially the whole Luigi Mangione stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's becoming a detective right now.
Are we going to go into this?
Yes.
Okay.
Please.
So if you don't know who Luigi Mangione is, he was arrested for assassinating the CEO of United Healthcare recently. Like, what, a week or two ago?
Yeah, recently.
And the internet blew up. And it's so funny because a lot of people are simping over him because he's attractive.
Well, people, okay, there was, I guess, a photo of him, which I'm like, I don't know if that is him for sure, like, smiling, because he's kind of looking down, and you can just see his smile, and he's covered with his hood. Yes,
the hood photo.
So everyone's like, it's Rysand. Like, we found our Rysand. And then Emily told me, she's like, that guy that everyone's simping over, the whole book talk community is simping over, literally is a murderer. And I was like, what? Like, why are we doing this?
Everyone was fan casting him in different roles, and I was dying.
That is terrible.
It's so funny.
He's got crazy eyebrows.
Yeah. So that specific photo, because it's from a, like, security footage from above, so it's kind of hard to see his whole face and it's all of his eyebrows, but there is a lot of conspiracies going around, one of them being that he... that's not the same person, that's not Luigi, or that he was framed. But I have beef with that because in that photo, you're looking at his eyebrows from up, like above, like such a high shot.
Yeah.
Like if you're looking at a piece of paper from above,
yeah,
you can't even see it because it's so thin.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I'm like, you can't even see his eyebrows. And also he's wearing a hood that partially covers them.
Yeah.
So people are making this... these videos like, well, look at his eyebrows here, but then look at his actual eyebrows, they're different.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you can't even see them.
Yeah.
The angle is so bad in the security footage, so that is so dumb to make assumptions. I will say
he does have
that.
A good smile though.
Yeah.
It is closely related to Rysand.
That photo of him smiling, definitely. But when you look at his other photos, I'm like, ew, it's like, no
thank not. You
But
also, he's going to be in jail, so that's not even a thing.
But yeah. We know that he had a lot of back problems and back surgeries.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm kind of making the assumption that he had a lot of problems with
the insurance
company denying certain things. And he just lost
it. So he just decided to murder the CEO.
Yeah.
Of his insurance. Like, yeah, let's just go the most extreme pathway that we can.
Yeah. And then also, and I had a hard time verifying this, but I saw a video of somebody that said he has a YouTube account. I couldn't find it because I don't know what it's called.
Maybe it got shut down.
Yeah, it could have. Or it just, when you search up his name on YouTube, it just comes up with a lot of videos about him, but not his account. Apparently, he had posted this video. It just had some words on the screen that said, if you're seeing this, I've already been arrested. And there will be more videos to come that are scheduled to upload.
So it was premeditated.
So if that is true, and if that really was him posting, then he's screwed because that is evidence that this murder was premeditated.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, whatever.
But...
he's trying to be a hero or something.
Why? Like, who in their right mind would think to do that?
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know the CEO of who my insurance is.
Yeah.
Oh.
But it's kind of funny. A lot of people are simping over him, putting him on a pedestal.
Yeah, he's getting so much fame right now.
And I'm like, what?
It's actually crazy. It's crazy.
What in the Ted Bundy?
No,
like,
literally.
People are like, I love him. I'm in love with him. I'm like, can we stop?
He's so charming. I've actually never heard him talk. Yeah. And now I want to follow his trial.
Yeah.
But if he gets out of it, that would be wild. It's actually crazy that these, and he's like not necessarily a celebrity, but like Jay-Z and Diddy are, you know? It's mm-hmm. crazy that they have the funds to like get away with murder. Yeah. Like, that's terrible. Terrible. Anyway, on a somewhat brighter note, let's talk about Gleb and Brooks from Dancing with the Stars.
I'm so excited for this. Listen, if you do not know who Glebs and Brooke are, Brooks and Gleb, sorry. If you don't know who they are.
Glebs and Brooks.
Glebs and Brooks. Don't worry. I'm going to give you the full rundown, and it is going to be entertaining. And if you do know who they are, this will also be entertaining. So, Brooks Nader is a supermodel, and she was paired up with Gleb, who is a pro, on Dancing with the Stars. They were paired together in this most recent season. And I'm like, Kate, obviously they put them together because they're both
very attractive.
So beautiful. It's annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Actually hurts my eyeballs to look at them for too long.
I know.
Because they're so beautiful. Mind you, they have an age gap. He's 41 and she's 28.
Oh, I did not. Yeah. He's 41.
He's 41, but he does not look 41. He could pass for 28.
He's not 41.
He has, like, teenage daughters.
What?
Yes.
You are blowing my mind right now. What is happening? He looks like he's 30.
I know. He's 41.
Holy shiz. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, keep going.
So, they get paired up together, and pretty much immediately, once they start rehearsing together, Brooks is posting all of these TikToks, and they're, off the bat, very, very flirtatious. I went back mm-hmm. and stalked her. The very first TikTok she posted of them together in rehearsals, she's sitting on his lap.
Yeah, they're very touchy.
Super touchy, all over each other. So, immediately, everyone's like, what?
Like, they're dating.
What's going on?
They're together.
Even the cast throughout the show, like the other pros and stars, were saying, we are so confused as mm-hmm. to what is going on with those two. So was it a showmance? They could have been playing it up to get more votes. Anyways, so the season goes on. They make it pretty far together. At one point during the season, they are seen getting tattoos in a tattoo mm-hmm. parlor, and she's getting this tattoo at a very promiscuous spot on her lower hip.
I didn't know she got it.
Yes.
There.
Yes, very, very intimate spot on her hip region, and they're also seen, like, making out
uh-huh.
in the tattoo shop.
Yeah.
So at this point, we're not all like, okay, this is seems like more than just a showmance.
Mm-hmm.
They're literally making out in public, so it's not just a little flirtation here and there.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I still don't know, like, what was genuine. Anyways, as far as the show goes, all of their dances that they did each week, they started to become a little bit repetitive. They were all so sensual.
Mm-hmm. It was getting annoying.
It was kind of getting old, and I think the audience would agree with us on that because they got kicked off
mm-hmm.
During dedication week, so.
And they were not expecting that.
No.
But I'm also like, why? Why were you not expecting that?
Right. I don't think anybody else was shocked, but when they were announced that they were getting kicked off, Brooks was so shocked.
Mm-hmm.
She did not think that they were getting kicked off. And it was really awkward when they got kicked off. Just so awkward. He, in that interview when they left the show, Gleb said, I love you, which some people were kind of making a big deal out of. In my opinion, because I've watched the show for a while, most partnerships tell each other they love each other mm-hmm. in a platonic way. Mm-hmm. They spend all day, every day together for weeks. So they just get really close. And yeah. so in a friend way, they all say, I love you. So I didn't really think that was a big deal.
Yeah. It was shocking, though.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he just said that.
Yeah. It was shocking because of their relationship. But mm-hmm. I don't know. I personally don't put a lot of weight into that. Anyways, shortly after they got kicked off the show, they allegedly broke up. And the rumor is that he broke up with her in a text message.
Sad. That's probably why she's so bitter about the whole situation.
But it's so confusing. Because, listen, it's about to get real messy here. You're going to get whiplash.
Oh, no.
She posts a video on TikTok with, and it says, when he's breaking up with me, but I didn't know we were dating. And so, I don't know. Here's a scenario.
So, she, like, tried to turn it around.
She was heartbroken, and now she's trying to play it off like, I didn't even know we were dating.
Yeah.
Or maybe she's right, and the relationship meant way more to him than it did to her.
Yeah.
And for her, it was just kind of like a physical relationship or kind of like a fling. But for him, there were more emotions involved. And mm-hmm. so he felt like he had to break up with her. And she's like, I didn't even know we were dating. Who knows?
Yeah.
Literally, who knows? And I don't think we're ever going to have full answers on that.
But then there were, like, videos of them together. Like, they were trying to make it seem like they weren't, but, like, people were like, we can see right through you. The backgrounds are the same in your TikToks. Yeah, like, the backgrounds of your
videos are the same. You're still, like, hanging out together in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Another cryptic video she posted was, it had the caption, quote, what does your tattoo mean? And the video is her saying, I don't know, I don't know. And the caption said, he was so convincing. So now she's trying to make it seem like the tattoo was dumb, didn't mean anything.
She got it removed.
Yes, and only like weeks after they broke up, she was, and I think this might have been at the finale or something, she did an interview and she said that she had already started getting it removed. Okay? This is all happening in a very short time frame. Okay, so here we go. Then they come together for the finale episode a few weeks later.
Yeah.
And they do a steamy dance together.
Yeah.
And very shortly after that, they hard launched their relationship. Like, we are dating. We are together.
What? They did?
So, yes, they are together now officially, not just...
Wait.
Allegedly, but they hard launched. They said, we are together. So they, according to them, or mostly Gleb, they, once they got back together to rehearse their finale dance, they couldn't deny their chemistry together. And so now they are back together.
I did not know this.
Yeah.
This is news to me. What? So they are together.
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually kind of cute. But I'm also like, why did they have to put us through all of that?
Like I said, whiplash.
What the? Holy.
Yep.
That's crazy. Speaking of couples that are together from Dancing with the Stars, what's going on with Jen and Sasha?
Oh, yeah. I ship them way more.
I know.
So they're like the other couple. And they seemed, they obviously weren't so touchy as Brooks and Gleb, mm-hmm. obviously, because that was way over the top. But
their thing was, like, their TikToks, he would go out of the camera and then, like, throw a article of clothing at her, and she would be like, stop, like he was stripping or
but
something.
But that was, like, her thing. She'd always make fun of him for never wearing a shirt, mm-hmm. like, always taking his shirt off and, like, showing off his abs, so that was kind of her joke.
Yeah.
Was, like, he can't keep his shirt on, he always takes it off.
Yeah.
But they are so cute together. I loved their partnership. And now that the show is over, they keep hanging out.
Yeah.
They're like spending a lot of time together. So now people are wondering, is this a thing? And they're so cryptic, they won't say yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
They won't say whether they're dating or not.
But they are cute together.
No, they're so cute.
He definitely healed her. Like, I think she was struggling a little bit from being the bachelorette and not ending up with anyone, and he healed her. So
I think they probably started off just as friends, you know, like kind of a friends to lovers type situation.
Yeah.
Which always seems like a really healthy gateway into a relationship. They just were like such good friends.
Mm-hmm.
So not like Brooks and Gleb.
That's actually crazy that they're together though.
Or like making out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, can we not?
Yeah.
Also, I just need to talk about Brooks' dedication night.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was doing these like super emotional dedication dances to like their mom or someone in their family, and she dedicated to her sisters, and they just like were flaunting around in bedazzled bras and booty shorts, and that was her dedication. I'm like, am I supposed to feel an emotional attachment to this, like,
I mean,
sexy rhinestone bra?
That's kind of a complaint to the choreography. Yes. That's Gleb's bad. Come on,
Gleb. Yeah, no, seriously.
Yeah, that was.
I saw a rumor that he's not being asked back, but there was like no.
Well, frick, he's 41. There was nothing
to back that up, so we'll see if he is still on next season.
I like him, though. I don't love him, but I like him.
The only reason I don't like him was because the choreography this season was just so over the top, like, sexualized. Yeah. It was just old. It was like, okay, we get it.
Yeah.
We get it. You're hot. Like, let's do something else.
We get that you're hot. Pour some water on yourself and move on.
But it was just not very tactful, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like, you can be sexy but also classy, and it just was not... The class had left the chat. So, that's just
It left the chat after the second episode.
That's just my opinion. The one dance she did in the purple dress, like, flowy dress, that one was pretty good.
That was classy. Oh, I remember that one.
It's, like, the only good one of the season, yeah, in my opinion.
She looked good in that.
Yep.
For sure. Any more about those two? Don't you think it's funny how we haven't given any more updates about JoJo Siwa? We did our first episode on her.
I can't even have her in my mind anymore.
We just, like, dropped it right after our first episode.
She's come out with some new music.
Oh, I
can't.
Don't
listen to it.
Don't. Please. It's terrible. I guess in her bio, she has that she's the CEO of gay pop, and we talked about that in our first episode. Yeah. It's like, she did not create gay pop. Like, there are so many others before her. But did you also see the trend of that girl that was like, wouldn't it be so funny if we just stopped liking celebrities' posts?
Oh my gosh.
And everyone collectively was like, let's start with JoJo Siwa.
Oh, it's so funny.
And it didn't really work. It kind of backfired. Like, she still got a ton of views, but people weren't liking as much. And I'm like, views still count.
Yeah.
Anyway. Do you have any more pop culture?
No, that was it.
Because my only other thing is, I'm just here to remind you that Jonathan Bailey is gay. So.
Okay.
All of you ladies that are in love with him. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, yeah. If you've seen Bridgerton season 2, what is happening? How is he so good?
How is he at so being good? Straight? Emily and I have decided that he could be Rice Hand.
Yes.
He's little, but we can work around that.
We can work around it. You guys, it's more so about the mannerisms.
And the acting.
The chemistry.
And the voice.
That man could have chemistry with the wall.
Yeah. Also, he wore contacts for Wicked. He could wear contacts for A Court of Thorns and Roses.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
We're fan casting him.
Sarah J. Maas.
We can get like a really, really short girl, okay?
We could.
It's not.
Ariana? Just kidding.
Ew, no.
I can't believe I even said that.
As Pharah?
No. No. I could see her as, like, Morgan.
No.
Okay, you know what movie I just watched? And I was like, she would actually be a good Morgan, but now she's too old. I just watched The Holiday with Cameron Diaz.
She would be so good. But, yeah, she's old now.
Yeah.
And The Holiday, but also, what's his face? The guy in it?
I don't know his name.
Jude Law. A young Jude Law is who I actually have fan casted for Rhysand before.
I feel like he would be a good Rowan.
Too. Okay, yeah.
Or Rhysand, either.
But like.
Or Asriel. Just anybody, please.
That man. Yeah, young Jude two. Law. I wish he wasn't so old now.
Yeah. So many older actors, actresses would be so good.
Also a young Matt Bomer.
Yeah. Or Ian Somerhalder.
Yes.
Dang it.
Boo.
Should we quickly talk about some of these shows?
Oh, yeah. Okay. We're going to do a quick recent watches.
So, I recently just logged into Emily's Apple TV and binged watched these shows because...
Guys, Apple TV originals are...
They're actually elite. Way good.
They're way better.
So, I had originally... like a year or two ago, I don't know when I watched Severance, and that show, if you haven't seen it, you need to go see it. It is a must watch. It's a very unique plot. Abe and I, so we watched The Crowded Room together, and then since Abe has had so much time because he's healing his arm,
yeah,
he also binge watched Severance, mm-hmm. and he said he likes Severance better.
Severance is so good.
It's so good.
So is Crowded Room, though.
Did you know that Ben Stiller directed Severance? Ben Stiller?
Did I say forgot that, right? that.
Which is so random. I
didn't know that.
He's a comedian. And this is, like, not a comedy.
Yeah.
And I interesting. Was like, that's so random. I want to talk about The Crowded Room last. Because that one was my favorite.
Okay.
Silo. Okay. Silo is like everything I love. Dystopian, mystery. It's a little dark. But
it will keep you on the edge of your seat.
But did I love it? I don't know if I loved it. The first season bugged me so bad.
That's so weird.
There were just like so many things that were unrealistic. And I'm like, okay, dumb decision. Why did you do that? Or like the one spoiler, if you haven't watched it, there's this one part where she's fixing the generator. And I'm like, why aren't there more? If this is like generating the whole silo, why aren't there more people down there working on it? And why did she have to do everything?
Because she was the only one that knew how to do it.
Okay, but when she went down to stop the steam and put the hose on it, she didn't have to do that. She could have had someone else do that. And putting a hose on a door that's hot and it sprayed back in her face, I'm like, how is this not burning her alive right now? And it's filling up with hot water. It's a little bit
dramatic, for sure.
It's very dramatic. Sorry, I'm just talking but so close to the mic.
You should watch it still. It's really good.
Yeah, no, it's... And then we got into season two, which is funny, because Emily was falling asleep during season two, and I'm like, this season is better than season one. I could not
get through the first three episodes of season two.
I loved the idea so much better of season two, because there's, like, so much more that could happen, and I felt like that at the beginning of season one. I'm like, okay, there's, like, a lot of potential for this, but, like, what was going on was kind of dumb to me. And then I liked season two a lot better. So,
interesting.
If you don't love season one, keep watching. Also, my question is, would you clean?
Well, it depends on what I knew.
Yeah. True.
I don't know.
Because if I chose to go out, I probably would clean. But if they forced me to go out, I would not clean.
Yeah.
Like, heck no. I'm not doing a favor for you. You forced me to go out here.
That's true. But the reason people clean is because once they go outside, they think that... Okay, here's a spoiler. So if you haven't watched this yet, don't listen. But when they go outside, we learned this at the end of season one, they put a video inside the helmet that makes it look like beautiful blue skies, mm-hmm. green... And so people go outside and they're like, oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. People need to see this. So then they clean. So people are cleaning based on a lie. So it just depends on if you're buying into the lie or if you know that it's a lie.
Yeah. And I thought, more spoilers, I thought that that was actually kind of crazy, because the whole first season I was like, it's normal outside. Like, yeah. I know it's normal, and then it ended up not being normal.
Like, they're not totally lying to them. Like, they will die if they go outside.
Yeah.
The outside will kill you. But there's also a lot of, I really like the political aspect of Silo. It's a very interesting dynamic.
It's kind of like a running socialist,
like running community. This society, and kind of a lot of ethical dilemmas of like how to maintain order within the Silo. But
I did like that aspect of it. It was more so the like unrealistic things that they were having them do that were bugging me. And Sims, he's just, I did not love that character. His beard is too much for me. He was like too perfect. Emily is multitasking.
Who are we talking about again?
Sims. Yeah. He's like the, you know.
Dude, just wait till episode 4 and 5.
So I watched it. I'm caught up.
You're caught up?
Yeah.
Dude. Now he's Judge Sims. And I'm like, okay, but
also that was terrible what they did to the judge.
But do you think Sims is gonna turn?
I don't know.
Well, do you see his wife?
Like, what do you mean turn? Like turn good or
yes, like towards rebel. The rebellion? Yes, okay. Like rebel. Do you think that Sims and his wife are gonna rebel? Because his wife was helping the rebels secretly.
Yeah.
So at that point we're like, okay. Like, Sims, I think Sims and his wife might both rebel. And Sims kind of seems to be, like, at a turning point. Like, he's a little bit contemplating, like, what am I doing here? You know? I think he might turn against the mayor.
Yeah, he might turn into a better character. But
I would love that character arc for him, because right now you obviously hate him.
Yeah.
Because he's an accomplice to all the that dumb things. That would be a good character arc. And then when the mayor killed Meadows,
episode 4. That's what I was saying. That was so terrible.
What?
Like, why? Because she was gonna go out anyway.
I know. I was like freaking out watching that.
That was so sad. And then he like showed her all the beautiful things.
That scene was so
their
weird.
Relationship was so confusing.
And then, okay,
to me.
That scene and the scene where he was measuring her for the scene. I'm like, what is going on here? Was this really necessary to the storyline?
Because like, it was weirding me out. In a relationship or something?
I don't know, but the
vibes
were off.
There was some weird chemistry. Weird. And I'm kind of like, okay, I'm glad that storyline just died.
Yeah, I just didn't think those scenes were necessary, in my opinion. They were just so random and creepy.
True. All right, can we move on to the crowded room? Because
oh yeah, I forgot
this might take me like at least 10 minutes to talk about.
Okay. you better move on.
So the first thing, when it started, I was like, I don't know about this. They're like trying to do this 70s vibe thing, and it's just not giving off 70s vibe. I say that like I lived during that time, but I've seen other shows that are like in that time.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't it. So that kind of bugged me a little bit.
You would know exactly what the 70s were like because you've seen other shows about the
70s. Exactly. Yeah. And they did not portray it well.
Okay. Cool.
But I did like their wardrobe and their outfits. I did like that. The blonde guy, best character. Can't remember his name.
Johnny.
Yeah.
The friend.
Ugh. Oh my gosh. This show is so good. You guys, I'm just giving spoilers. So if you haven't seen this, go watch it.
Please go watch it because there's a big twist and
it's so good.
It's definitely a more of a dark show with some dark themes.
It's Tom Holland, Amanda Seyfried, and
if you like kind of a little bit of a thriller type murder mystery.
It's like a psychological thriller,
which you know we love. So if you love those as well, you will love this show. Please go watch it.
Apple TV.
Tom Holland, Amanda Seyfried.
And there's only one season. I thought there was two, but
I think there's only going to be one. Yeah, it's so good.
So spoilers now. As I was watching, and I told you this as I was watching Emily, I guessed that Adam was him, but I didn't guess like the whole twist, you know, that he had multiple personalities and they were all him.
Yeah.
And then by the end, I was like, when are we going to find out that like he is Adam, you know?
Yeah.
And then it came back around at the end and I literally was crying. I was like, whoa, that is so sad, because he created those personalities after he went through something extremely traumatic so that he could cope with it.
Yeah.
And he had to make it his twin brother so that he didn't go through those things.
Right. But it's his like twin a way of him. Like extreme compartmentalizing of being able to go through something absolutely terrible as a child, and like that was his only way of surviving that.
Yeah.
Was creating an alter ego or a personality inside of himself so that he personally didn't go through the trauma. Adam wouldn't do the trauma.
And that is so sad. Did you also notice, I thought this was a really cool aspect, how the meeting place for all of the personalities was the barn that he...
Like the basement of the barn.
Yeah, like where he originally...
Where the trauma started, yes.
I was like, wow, that's deep. That's emotional.
Yes. And it's only when he goes back to the barn...
Yeah.
That he is able to see all of those parts of himself are himself. So it's like only when he confronts and goes back to the trauma is he able to see clearly that those people are inside of him.
Yeah. That would be... Could you imagine going through that? And then like realizing that's what's happening, and that you eventually will have to say goodbye to those people, because those were like his closest friends.
Yeah.
Like, that's so sad. Okay, what are your thoughts on the mom?
She's the worst. We hate her.
Right?
Hate her. She's a coward.
Yeah.
She cares more about herself than her son.
Yeah.
She's a coward.
Did you think that she knew the whole time what was going on?
You know what, though? I think deep down she knew. But I think she didn't want to believe it, and so she made excuses.
But what's also hard with that character is you have to realize that she also was being abused.
Yes, and she was being manipulated, and she was led to believe that she needed him. And so it is hard to judge somebody in an abusive relationship.
So it's because she really did need him, and she had been in multiple abusive relationships, so that's like really all that she knew.
Yeah.
And when it really came down to it for her to make the right choice, she chose to be taken care of because she didn't want to have to do the hard thing.
Yeah.
And that made me so mad.
It made me so mad because, she was taking the easy route.
Yeah.
Instead of protecting her child, which I just can't fathom.
Yeah. Ugh, terrible. Okay. Did you know, so you know how like there was the theme of the fireflies?
Yes.
And I think the first time that we saw it was right before he got abused. And that was also weird how like it was either him or Adam that was like further back, and then he was like walking with the stepdad, but they were looking at the fireflies, and you know those big paintings at the end? Do you remember?
I did not watch the last two episodes again. Oh, okay. So I don't remember exactly what happens because it's been too long.
So there were his paintings.
Uh-huh.
And there was like a massive one. Well, one in one shot, it was the barn, and it looked like the barn was on fire. And then I think in the next shot, like when he kind of had resolved things a little bit, it was like a little bit softer and bluer, and there were fireflies all over it. So it's like it was almost like he came to terms with what happened, and he's like, okay, now. You'll have to notice that.
Yeah, I need to go finish my rewatch of Crowded Room.
And then after figuring out everything, like the big twist, I was like, okay, the title makes so much sense now.
Yeah.
Because
it's so good.
Titles can like really give a lot away, but this one was like perfect because I'm like, it in the beginning, it kind of makes you believe that he is like a murderer and maybe he goes to jail and like the crowded room is his jail cell or something like that. Like that's mm-hmm. what I was thinking. But then once you figure it out, it's like, oh, it's in his head. Like his head is crowded with all of these personalities.
Yeah.
I loved that. I thought that this was such a good series. Like good acting, good writing, incredible yes. plot, incredible twist. I live for a good twist.
Yes. Same.
And that was satisfying. I really, really liked it. This one, out of those three that we talked about, was probably my favorite.
Yeah.
And I wish that there was more, but I don't know yeah. how they could do more. Like, it's just one and
it's
done.
It's done, yep. But anyways, if you've watched these, let us know. Or go watch them. Just yeah. get Apple TV for a month and binge.
Yeah.
Binge it all.
Binge it all, because you really can. Now I need to go watch some of the comedies on...
Yeah, like Ted Lasso.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Yeah.
The first season's the best, though.
Okay, how many seasons are there?
At least three. I don't remember.
Okay. I'll go watch it. And Shrinking, you said, is good?
I haven't watched it, but I've heard it's really good.
Okay, because, like, looking at that one, I'm a little bit more unsure
yeah.
about watching that. I'll probably watch go Ted watch, Lasso first.
Yeah. Did you watch the trailer for Ted Lasso?
No.
Watch the trailer so you have an idea of, like, what it is.
Okay.
But it really is. It's so, it's, like, such a good feel-good.
Yeah.
Comedy.
Yeah. Okay. I need a little bit
and
of
you
that.
And you'll fall in love with the character. The character development is so good.
Oh, okay. I like yeah. that.
I love the characters.
There has to either be good characters or good plot.
Yeah.
And then I'm in.
Yes.
Anyway, let us know what you thought. And... we love you guys. Follow us.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Chrysler.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Oh,
we wish
are we, you a Merry is that Christmas. What we're doing now?
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We're going to go caroling.
Okay. You can do that.
No, you're coming with
by
me.
By yourself. All right.
And a Happy New Year.
Well, give us a follow on Instagram and TikTok at eb.pod. Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
We won't at have eb.podcast. Yeah, we won't have videos up on YouTube for a hot minute.
But we will have the audio up yeah. on YouTube if that is your preferred platform to listen.
Yes. And if you have the desire to look at us, follow us.
That was such a weird way of saying that.
Because people like YouTube because they like to watch someone, yeah. you know?
That was just,
so that's okay. that's why I said that. That yeah. was a little bit creepy. Don't creep us out, please. Okay. That's it.
Okay, bye. Bye.